serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity Online Radio.
You know the saying, a good deed is its own reward? Well, moving toward a plant-based diet and vegan lifestyle is one kind and compassionate act that isn't just its own reward. It will also reward you with vibrant health, boundless energy, an easy way to keep your weight where you want it, and according to Yogis and Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore, even give a boost to your spiritual life. On Main Street Vegan, the radio program named for the popular book, Victoria Moran will make your move in a vegan direction easy, fun, affordable, and delicious. With enticing topics and entertaining guests every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Music speaks louder than words.
This is Music Speaks Louder Than Words with your DJs and hosts, Reverends Dale Worley and Christy Snow. Welcome to an inspiring, informative, and fun hour of uplifting, heartfelt music and commentary that will have you smiling and singing along. Now, here are your hosts, Dale and Christy.
Hello, and welcome to Music Speaks Louder Than Words here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. I'm your host, Dale Worley. Reverend Christy will be along in a few moments, and today we are so excited because we have Lou Doty on the show. He is a singer and a songwriter who studied at the Guitar Study Center in New York City and performed a lot of his own original compositions for a lot of years in colleges and clubs. Then life kind of took him in other directions for a while, and after a 10-year hiatus, he burst upon the New Thought scene with beautiful music ever since 1996. Lou has shared original compositions at the Circle of Love Gathering, the annual religious science conference. He has worked doing music at the Omega Institute with Alan Cohen, and he was one of the first artists ever signed by Watchfire Music. And we're so grateful that Lou is with us today to share music from his brand new CD called Angel. Welcome to the show, Lou.
Thank you. That's fabulous, and thank you for that great introduction. I've been doing this for a while. I guess I should tell you my story about how I first got into New Thought music. How's that?
I'd love to hear that. I'm sure our listeners would too.
Well, I was reading a lot of Deepak Chopra at the time. And, you know, by about the third or fourth book in, because I was just chewing them up like crazy, by about the third or fourth book in, I was a friend of mine saw me reading the book and said, "Oh, you'd love to go to my church." So I said, "Oh, that would be fabulous." So I started going to a New Thought church here in Moorestown, New Jersey. And my first day there, I had met a gentleman, and we got talking about music. And he said he was on his way to India. And did I play music? And I said, "Yeah." I said, "But, you know, the thing is, I don't have a guitar." And he said, "You come next week, I'll have a guitar for you." And sure enough, the next week he showed up with a lovely Epiphone guitar and said, "You know, if you ever get tired of it, here's my mother's number. You can call her and give it back to her." And I just started writing music from that time. As you know, it takes a little while to get back on your feet, you know, if you haven't been playing for a long time. But it's just started a whole. It opened stuff up in from me and that I never knew was there before, and the songs were coming differently, and it just had a whole different feel when I was writing spiritual music as opposed to writing regular secular music, so to speak.
So, Lou, tell us a little bit about the CD, because today when I was describing your music on another show. I was a guest on Hooked on Classics with Laura Beth Gilbreth earlier today, and we were talking about the show, today's show with you. I described your CD, it's kind of like a concept album to me in a way. It reminds me of albums I used to listen to in the 70s, because it's not like they're all chants. Like, you know, sometimes when I listen to like Karen Drucker or someone like that, you know, you get to hear a lot of chants, which are great, right, and we use them a lot in our churches. And then there's kind of the singer-songwriter guy who shows up with his guitar and he plays these songs with stories in them, you know. And yours, it's more like you're taking me on a little trip in the imagination there. So can you talk about that? Have I hit the nail on the head there, or am I way off?
I think you did hit the nail on the head. It's not so much that I'm thinking ahead of a style of music that I want to cover. It's more the subject I want to cover and what style of music fits that subject. So, I'm saying thought. it comes to me that way. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'll either get a phrase or something like that, and the first phrase that comes to me just kind of jumps out as to, oh, this should get, you know, a reggae style, or this should get more of a symphonic, you know, traditional kind of a style. But you're right in that it's more of a concept in terms of what I'm doing than just writing and sticking with a certain formula or something. As well, you can hear by the songs themselves. Like you said, I go from reggae and kind of avant-garde, you know, styles into a more traditional singer-songwriter, folky kind of style, so to speak. And I think that comes from my background of listening to so many different types of music and enjoying so many different types of music. You know, I just don't want to corner myself or get myself into a corner as to, oh, do it in this style or do it in that style. And yet, I think the voicings and the vocals themselves keep a cohesiveness throughout the CD.
So when you were thinking about doing this Angels CD, did you have this concept in mind of writing about angels before? Did it emerge along the way?
The angel concept are the lovely ladies that sing with me each month at church. I wanted to get a larger sound. At first started, it was just me and a guitar, and I added on bass and percussion later on. Now I've got four or five pieces a lot of times that I'm playing with, and I'd say somewhere between 8 and 12 lovely young ladies whom I dubbed the Angels, and that's where the concept of the CD came from, was from having this lovely group of young ladies who sing with me, and they're awesome. So I kind of titled the album or the CD to highlight them as well.
So tell us, you are a music director at a church?
I am, I guess, a musical director. Around this area, there's a lot of New Thoughts musicians, and we kind of make a rotation throughout the churches. There's a few churches who have a musical director, and then sometimes I'm invited to come and play. But there are a lot of churches who don't have a musical director, and they've got a circuit of New Thought musicians who come to their churches. So I've got a fairly set schedule of the churches that I do. And, you know, like I said, sometimes I'll go, you know, just by myself. But at a few of the churches, I like to bring my whole entourage with me. And I that leads into where I'm going musically, which is kind of what I dub a New Thought kirtan. like a call and response, which is where the angels come in. It's more a call and response rather than just chanting something over and over with the congregation. As I say, I call and you respond. And it's a lot like Kirtan, but we're taking out these names of gods that they keep reciting and putting in a lot of new thought terms, which there are about three or four of those on the CD.
Okay, Lou, so tell us about the first song that we're going to hear from the CD. It's called Breathe.
Well, the first song is called Breathe, and this is from my first CD. It's kind of traditional Paul Simon, Beatles, James Taylor kind of a feel to it. And this is the song, I like to highlight this song because this was the first song out of the gate where I said, yeah, this is something really different for me. And it kind of became an anthem of a few of the churches that I play.
All around you, surrounding you with all you ever need to realize your dream. Can't you see? Love is here to ground you. To astound you, and it's just a breath away. Oh, it's just a breath away. So be the light, it's all you ever need to realize your dream. Can't you see? The light is always with you. It is you. Just a breath away. Oh, it's just a breath away. Just a breath away.
Don't you know that peace and joy, a breath away, a love is a breath away. I breathe in, I breathe out, I breathe in, I breathe out, I breathe in, I breathe out. Yeah, yeah, love is a breath away. God is just a breath away.
You're listening to Music Speaks Louder Than Words here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. I'm your host, Dale Worley, along with Reverend Christy Snow. Say hey, Christy.
Hey.
We're so glad that you tuned in with us today because our special guest is Lou Doty. We just heard Breathe from his CD One. We're going to be premiering songs from the brand new CD Angel right after we come back from the break. So don't go away. You don't want to miss this.
Unity Online Radio is bringing the message of unity to tens of thousands of spiritual seekers around the world. If you have been served by this programming, we invite you to support it by visiting www.unity.fm and clicking on Donate Now. Thank you for your support.
We are all on the journey together, making sense of this life, finding our spirituality, growing and evolving. As we travel through this world, Unity Magazine is your resource for gaining a deeper understanding of life. Unity Magazine is on the forefront of spiritual discovery, with articles and features from leading authors, teachers, and philosophers. Stimulate your thinking and strengthen your spirituality with Unity Magazine. Sample a free trial issue or subscribe today at unitymagazine.org.
You've seen reality TV. Well, now get ready for reality radio. It's raw, unpredictable, and completely unscripted. Healing Your Life with Dr. Chris Michaels follows the lives of four people each season as they face their fears and overcome challenges. Listen in weekly and follow along as they take each faithful step on their journey. Learn what it takes to really heal your life. Dr. Chris Michaels shows you how to expect specific and measurable results from prayer. He says we must place a demand upon consciousness. We don't hope to get what we pray for. We expect it. As a 25-year veteran in the New Thought movement, Dr. Chris has helped thousands of people find their way to success and healing. His faith is unshakable, and his commitment to helping others heal through the power of prayer is extraordinary. Don't miss Reality Radio, Healing Your Life with Dr. Chris Michaels, live Mondays at 11 a.m. Central Time on Unity Online Radio.
Thanks for joining us as we explore heartfelt music and commentary, spotlighting New Thought artists who are delivering a powerful message of love, joy, and oneness. If you'd like to share your feedback about this program, become a fan of Music Speaks Louder Than Words on Facebook and post your comments. Now, back to the music and commentary with Christy and Dale.
Welcome back to our second set here on Music Speaks Louder Than Words on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. I'm your host, Dale Worley, along with Christy Snow and our special guest, Lou Doty. Don't forget that this program is sponsored in part by Unity of Savannah, a center for spiritual awakening down here in Savannah, Georgia, where I am the senior minister, and we are online at unitysavannah.org. And Christy was telling me on the break, I mentioned that Lou has played at the Circle of Love gathering a number of times, and that's where you two guys met. How about letting us know a little bit, Christy, about what the Circle of Love is? Maybe you guys have a story to share about your first meeting.
Sure. Well, the Circle of Love is a wonderful gathering that has taken place in Atlanta, Georgia, and also in Kansas City at Unity Village and in Canada. But it's back at Simpson Wood in Georgia now, and it's Columbus Day week in October. Anyway, Lou and I met. I can't remember, Lou, how many years it's been, but this man is just – it's a lot of years. Yeah. This man is just love itself. I just, you know, I adore you. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. I love your music and I'm excited about your new CD. And, you know, what happens at Circle of Love stays a Circle of Love. So I don't know that we can just really.
Because I did help get us kicked out of Simpson Wood. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, yeah. I helped along with you.
Something you got a lot of help.
Something about public displays of affection. I said it was all in good taste and good fun. They didn't agree, but they welcomed us back in. It just took a minute. Then, you know, they realized that we are the love. So yeah, Lou's music is such a blessing in my life. I love this man as a person, as a songwriter, as a singer. He's got that, oh my goodness, as you just heard, that baritone voice, it just like goes into your soul. And then as a guitarist. So Lou, you're hitting on all cylinders in my book, my friend. And I'm just really glad to have you on here today. And I'm really excited that you've recorded a new CD. And I know we're going to hear a little bit about that. Why don't you tell us a little about your new project?
Well, the new CD is, let me see, the first CD came out in 2003, the second CD came out in 2006, and this CD just came out last year in 2013. And why I love the CD is because it is all me. The first two CDs I worked with unbelievable musician. His name is Vinny Zumo, and he was Joe Jackson's guitarist for many years. He and I were old buddies, and when I got into the New Thought realm, I wanted to put out a CD, and he was the first guy I called. I mean, just awesome. But it's different working with long distance. He's in Manhattan, and I'm in South Jersey, right opposite Philadelphia. So it was a lot of traveling back and forth and a lot of sharing files and doing things like that. Whereas this, I got my own software and produced it myself. So each note is me. You know, it's my bass player is there, and my percussionist and the bass player that I work with also plays keyboard. So there were a lot of musicians on it, but every note was chosen by me. You know, every file was chosen by me. Every nuance of that CD is Lou Doty. So I feel like it's a lot more honestly from me. And I got to take things in different directions simply because, you know, you're sitting with the music in the middle of the night and, you know, you like this string section, but you don't like something about it, and you can just change it and, you know, do those kind of things. So I really feel, like I said, like this is honestly a total Lou Doty CD from top to bottom. And I was also talking to Dale before you came on about, you know, my thoughts about chanting, and I'm calling this New Thought Kirtan in terms of doing call and response chanting without the names of all the Hindu gods, but replacing that with a lot of New Thought concepts and affirmations and things like that. So there's quite a few songs on there like that as well.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear a couple of songs from Angel. We're going to hear, what do we have queued up there, Jeff? I think we have, somebody help me.
How the World Has Changed?
Thank you. Thank you. And I found the Buddha, which I love the title of that. So let's give a listen to these two, and then we'll come back and talk some more. You're listening to Music Speaks Louder Than Words with Lou Doty.
I speak my word into the law of mind, the mind of God. This is how the world is changed. This word is powered by belief. Belief in God, belief in me. This is how the world is changed. Beliefs may come, beliefs may go. The truth sits in me like a stone. This is how the world is changed. Aligned with universal truth, beyond all knowing needs no proof. This is how the world is changed. Invocation, contemplation, a small vibration in the bone. A realization, a transformation begins to radiate and grow. Now I understand. Now it's plain to see. World within, world without, begins and ends with me.
Selfless desire. selfless love, selfless service, selfless desires, selfless love, selfless service, selfless desires. Selfless love, selfless service, selfless desire. Selfless love, selfless service, selfless desire. Selfless love, selfless service, selfless desire.
You're listening to Music Speaks Louder Than Words on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. I'm your host, Christy Snow, here with co-host Dale Worley and our dear friend Lou Doty, playing songs from his new CD, Angel. Lou, I love it. I love that I Found the Buddha is, as you said, kind of like an answer to your earlier song, Taste the Buddha, from your CD 1 from 2003, which was always one of my favorites. And it's eclectic like you are, and it's deep like you are. I love the ending there where it was talking about selfless service and waking up. You know, the whole thing is all about waking up. And this CD just seems to really reflect your spiritual growth, really. I mean, to me, this your musical journey is your spiritual journey, is what it looks like and feels like to me. And I just love it. I think it's great for anybody to add your music to their daily life. And I've told many, many people that over the years. I'm like, they come into our spiritual center and they say, you know, I want to get the hang of this. I want to get the hang of really thinking differently and focusing on the positive aspects of life and trusting in spirit. And I, you know, teach them our principles and that sort of thing and tools. And then one of the tools that I often recommend is music. And you have been one of the top ones that I recommend over the years.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's true, because your songs are like, you know, they're affirmations put to music and more. There's a lot of spiritual depth there. So thank you. This is awesome. Yeah. So the new CD, Angel, I know we just talked about it a second ago, but tell me again when it came out. It's pretty recent, right?
Yeah. It was released last October 2013.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely, you know, CD release party and a big, you know, big bash and all that kind of stuff. But you're absolutely right in terms of, I don't write music for anything else other than, you know, the concepts that I pick up with new thought. I don't want to, you know, it's not a thing of having to, thank God. But I don't want to. And it's, you know, when I first got into it, and I'm sure you did the same thing, you know, you think, oh, I've got this gift to give the world, and that's why I'm doing this. And that's true in a sense, but I think the real definitive moment was when I realized that the music is how I'm processing the theology and the philosophy behind New Thought. You know, it hits me. And it's funny because sometimes, and I'm again sure this has happened to you, where you'll write a song and you'll think you got the meaning and you'll be singing it 3 years later and you see that there's an even deeper level, and maybe a couple of years and there's an even deeper level to it, you know.
Absolutely. And there's deeper levels, and then there's places where we're revealing more of our awareness of it, you know, and I just did the same thing this past Sunday. I gave a talk and then followed it up with my song Change is Good. I said, I wrote this 10 years ago, 11 years ago, because I was trying to get that concept. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I think,
right,
you know, singing these songs, it helps us more. It's more probably more than anybody else, but it definitely is a tool for everyone else to use as well. So, Lou, I am loving it. We're going to have more Lou Doty in just a moment. I'd like to remind everyone that this show is brought to you in part by the Spiritual Living Center of Charlotte, and we are going to get Lou Doty back to Charlotte real soon. We're going to talk about that. And we remind everyone that we're making a positive change in the world by being a loving presence in it. You can find us online at slccharlotte.com. We're going to be right back with more music from Lou Doty, so don't go away.
Benefits of spiritually conscious living start now. For a time-tested method to live with purpose and release your infinite potential, tune in to the Yoga Hour, Living the Eternal Way, with Yogacharya Ellen Grace O'Brien, every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Music Speaks Louder Than Words reminds us that music is a force that unites and lifts all people. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to. If you have a comment or question about today's episode, please email us at musicspeaks@unityonlineradio.org. Now, back to the music.
Music speaks louder than words.
Music speaks louder than words reminds us that music is a force that unites and lifts all people. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to. If you have a comment or question about today's episode, please email us at musicspeaks@unityonlineradio.org. Now, back to the music.
Welcome back to our third set here on Music Speaks Louder Than Words on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. I am Reverend Dale Worley, along with Reverend Christy Snow and our honorary Reverend Lou Doty. We just ordained you right here on the air. Go forth and prosper. We're so glad that Lou has joined us today to share his music and his love. And what did you say? I want to share this with the listeners, Lou. When I said, how are you today? And you said,
I am love itself.
I am love itself. Amen. The embodiment of love right here going out across the globe. The internet is reaching all over the world. We are enveloping our listeners in love today in this wonderful music from Lou. And we've heard songs from his CDs one. We've heard songs from the brand new CD Angel. And now we're going to hear a little bit from Wind and Water. And being someone who loves Native American spirituality, and I love spending time in nature, on the beach, in the park, in the woods, on the mountains, I just love this CD. Tell us about this, another concept.
Wind and Water is a very, very personal CD of mine. It's a lot taken right from my life. As the second song you're going to play would be This Life. That is extremely personal. I think it's one of the best things I've written. And it's, like I said, it's extremely personal. So I think it goes a little deeper than the first CD. It goes a lot deeper, I think, than the first CD. It's not as light. I don't know what more to say about it other than some of my personal favorites are on that CD, again, because it is so personal.
Great. Well, this is Music Speaks Louder Than Words, so we'll let the music do the talking. Here's two songs from Lou Doty, Wind and Water and This Life.
Sun and moon, earth and sky, you and I, wind and water, wood and stone, blood and bone, we share one life with all this other. Sun and moon, earth and sky, you and I, wind and water, sacred birth of universal space and time, our sons and daughters, life. Now I bow my Now I close my eyes, feel this moment rise. Oh, we are blessed, for we are God's beloved consciousness. Sun and moon, earth and sky, you and I, wind and water, to and fro, ebb and flow this movement brings, such perfect order. Sun and moon, earth and sky, you and I, wind and water, wood and stone, blood and bone, we share one life with all this other love. We're driving, we were headed for the store. At 9 years old he asks to drive, at 40 I say sure. So he scooches in between my legs, and we laugh until we squeal. As I step on the gas pedal and my son takes the wheel, and I let go of my life. This isn't my life anymore. Say hello to this life. This life belongs to something more. My girl goes off to college, and like most kids in kind, she must have changed her major, oh, about a million times. But she must have had to muster all the courage of her life to call and say she changed again. She's having a baby, becoming a wife. And I let go of my life. This isn't my life anymore. Say hello to this life. This life belongs to something more. Particles dancing round in space, careening, colliding, both living and dying. Shiva, come dance around the place, destroying, creating as I contemplate. Children, laughter on their face. Where do they come from? Where do they go? As I contemplate, I really don't know. I don't have to know. my children all around me. I lie there, I am very old. My oldest one clutching my hand, crying, "Papa, don't you go." I let go of my life. This isn't my life anymore. Say hello to this life. This life belongs to something more.
You're listening to Music Speaks Louder Than Words, and that was Lou Doty. This life belongs to something more. It's beautiful, Lou. It's absolutely beautiful. And this has just been a great show. Not enough, Lou, though. We're going to have you back, and we're sitting here behind the scenes, everybody, and talking about our little love affair for each other. And I'm like, Lou, you got to come back to Charlotte. So tentatively, Lou is going to be the guest musician at the Spiritual Living Center of Charlotte on October the 12th. Tentatively, we'll keep you posted. And then we decided it'd be a good idea to bring him back in October and play some more music from these awesome CDs. Lou, thank you for being on the show today. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners before we sign off today?
Listen to the music. Keep saying those affirmations in your head.
There it is. Thank you for being the fun and powerful tool for a life that is well-lived. So thank you.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to Music Speaks Louder Than Words, a production of Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Today's show was produced by engineer Jeff Comfort, and Unity Online Radio is managed by Jeremiah Samborski. The theme song for our program was written and performed by Harold Payne and Gravity. We're so grateful for our guest today, Lou Doty. You can find him online at lewdoty.com. We are your hosts, Dale Worley and Christy Snow, reminding you that you may be the only music that someone hears today. So let your song be heard, let your Christ light shine, and be an angel for someone in your life today.
This has been Music Speaks Louder Than Words with your DJs and hosts, Reverends Christy Snow and Dale Worley. Join us live every Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central, or download your favorite shows from our webpage at unityonlineradio.org/Music Speaks Louder. Until next week, keep enjoying the song in your heart. And remember, music is the only thing that the whole world listens to. Music Speaks Louder Than Words is brought to you in part by Unity of Savannah, a center for spiritual awakening, inspiring universal transformation one heart at a time. On the web at www.unitysavannah.org, by Sacred Place Ministries at www.asacredplace.net, affirming that right where you are is a sacred place. It is also sponsored by the Spiritual Living Center of Charlotte, North Carolina, making the world a better place through positive, practical spirituality and personal tools for transformation. Online at www.slccharlotte.com, and by Living in Solution at www.livinginsolution.com, where we remind the world that we are the solution we seek.
Ever notice how the funniest things happen when we stop taking ourselves too seriously and step out boldly? Listen to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed as these unlikely saints administer a refreshing dose of laughter and love that will inspire you to step out boldly and experience the funniest things. Join the discussion with Daryl and Ed live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Funniest Thing, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
in quiet moments of prayer. Let go of any concern. Anchor your trust deep in the realization that with God, all things are possible. Never doubt it for a single moment.
This meditative moment is brought to you by Unity.
What is the secret to happiness? Why do bad things happen to good people? What is our purpose in life? What must I do to bring healing into my life? Join Reverend Paul Hasselbeck every Tuesday for a metaphysical romp. Explore fundamental unity principles put into action through real-life scenarios from people like you. Call in with your questions and spiritual challenges and let Paul take you on a journey of profound personal understanding and transformation. That's Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on Unity FM, the voice of an awakening world.
You know the saying, a good deed is its own reward? Well, moving toward a plant-based diet and vegan lifestyle is one kind and compassionate act that isn't just its own reward. It will also reward you with vibrant health, boundless energy, an easy way to keep your weight where you want it, and according to yogis and Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore, even give a boost to your spiritual life. On Main Street Vegan, the radio program named for the popular book, Victoria Moran will make your move in a vegan direction easy, fun, affordable, and delicious. With enticing topics and entertaining guests every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you saying to yourself, I'm going to focus on me starting Monday, or right after the holidays, or on my next birthday? Well, we are here to say, don't wait another moment. Your health is the most important gift you have for yourself and those you love. Start now to become a more vibrant, healthy human being. Take that critical first step and join us every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central on Awaken to Your Best Health, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Have you ever considered that everything you think, say, and do is a prayer to the universe? What would your life be like if you activated the power of yes? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her exciting guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how they activated the power of yes in their lives, their communities, or even the world. If they can do it, you can too. Listen to Beverly Molander and her guests live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
I'll light a candle in your name.
Just like life, grief is a journey, not a destination. Whether it is loss of life, relationship, security, or simply the process of change, have you given yourself permission to begin your journey of grief? Have you yielded to the gift of grace? Join Reverend Chaz Wesley every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central on a virtual navigation from grief to grace and explore new horizons of empowerment, significance, and support. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.